Here we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
I went up to Perth to go and visit my family over the weekend.
Yes.
My stepmom was away and so was my sister. So my dad said, hey, like, let's have boys' weekend.
Oh.
And I'll catch up with my sons.
Yep.
Let's hang out. And so
yeah.
I went, yep, hadn't seen you in ages. Like, I'll go out there and hang out. Now, my parents split up when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so, like, my dad, obviously, if he talks about, like, you know, that girl's pretty cute or something like that along those lines.
Right.
It doesn't really bother me because he's not married to mum anymore, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, we can kind of have those conversations.
Yeah.
So, Saturday morning, we're hanging out at the house. And dad's like, hey, do you want to go grab a coffee?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, cool. So we jump in the car. We go down to his local, right? And as we're driving, he's starting to talk about this girl that works at the coffee shop. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, you'll... And dad's one of those guys that seems to just know everyone around.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, you'll meet Kate. And I'm like, okay, like... Who's Kate?
Yeah.
Right? He's like, oh, yeah, great chick. Yeah. She's actually quite cute. You know, you might... You might like her. And I was
does he know that she's single?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he's just optimistic, right?
Yeah. So
then I start to realise dad's got an angle here.
Right.
Dad's got an angle.
Yeah.
And so we get there and I'm kind of a little bit apprehensive, but there's a part of me that goes, like, it bugs me because dad's actually got pretty good taste in women. Right? A couple of times before.
But the same as you? Like, so if you're saying it's good, then obviously it's the same.
And a couple of times before, he's been like, oh, you know, you'll meet so-and-so.
Yeah.
And, or you should, you know, you should chat to this girl or whatever. And it kills me because every time it's always... like, good. Like, he's always got really good taste.
Can't go against him on it.
Yeah, and so now it can't just be like, oh, you know, I'm not taking advice from my dad because you're an old man or, like, whatever. Because I'm kind of like, nah, I could really miss a good opportunity here.
But and if my dad gets me in, it's a sure win.
And so we've gone down to the coffee shop and lo and behold, this girl's really nice, she's really cute, like, and all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, Dad starts to try and start a conversation with this girl.
Yes.
And I was sitting there going, one side of me is going, no, please don't do this because I was so scared of the classic parent, like, hi, this is my son. You should totally say hi kind of thing. But then the other part of me was like, ah, dad is actually pretty good at this.
I
should probably let it go.
What did he say?
Well, we were just literally, because we'd ordered ahead because he's like got their number. So he orders ahead and you literally just turn up, pay and take the coffee.
Yes.
And they were all ready to go. There was no reason for us to hang around and chat.
Oh, my gosh,
and
that's so embarrassing.
Dad's like, oh, okay, yeah, g'day, how's it going? Oh, yeah, you guys busy this morning? And they were. They were flat out. So she's got no time to chat.
Did she look at you, though?
Nah.
No,
once. And I was like,
Did you say anything to her?
No, not at all.
So essentially what you're saying is that your dad has more game than you.
Yeah, and this is the point that I've got to in my life, is where I'm going, you know what, dad, go on. Yeah, go on. Help me out.
For me. Oh, no. You poor thing. I feel sorry for you because not only do you get it from me, you get it from your dad as well when you go home.
But to be honest with me, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know what, help me out.
That is lazy, Jesse. Or how'd you guys meet? Oh, my dad hooked us up.
Yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Now, over the weekend, everyone that has been following this story has been anticipating the release today of what Carl and Peter Stefanovic said in the back of an Uber.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the deets for you of what went down.
Okay,
so what happened late one night last week is Peter Stefanovic and his wife, Sylvia Jeffries, jumped into an Uber.
Right.
And as they were driving along, Peter thought he would call his brother, Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah, host of the Today Show, the big superstar from
Channel 9. Correct.
Yeah.
What happened, though, is Peter then put Carl on speakerphone, obviously, so that Sylvia can hear the conversation as well.
Right, yeah.
The thing is, though, is that they were both going on a massive rant about Channel 9 execs, their bosses, the people that work on the show with them, including Georgie Gardner.
Which is her co-host.
His co-host, yes. He was saying that, you know, she needs to step up the game. She's been sitting on the fence. So she doesn't have much of an opinion.
So he's going pretty hard.
going really hard because obviously they thought it was a private conversation.
Sure.
However, the Uber driver recorded the whole conversation and came out, and obviously, you know, if he's an Uber driver, he's trying to make some money. He thought, I could make some money off this. He's then taken it to a magazine.
Yeah.
And they've offered to pay him $50,000 for this story. Now, the thing is that the legalities behind it is that you cannot record someone without them knowing.
Yeah.
Even when we take phone calls on the show, you know, it's, or we do interviews, you've got to make sure that the person knows that they're being recorded. So the audio can't be played from what he recorded. However, they are getting the Uber driver to come out and say,
quote the story.
Quote. So he can pretty much just make anything up, really. Yeah. But so he's been paid that $50,000. And with
it's
this
good
story,
work for an Uber driver.
He could just give up.
Yeah.
He definitely wouldn't have got that star rating that hopeful.
There's no way that Carl's given him a 5-star.
Yes. But yesterday, Carl and Peter, before the story was released today, they made an apology yesterday.
Yeah, so they're apologising before the story's even come out. Yes. So you know it's bad.
Absolutely.
Preemptive
they came
apology.
Out, they confessed, they said, look, yes, it was bad. We shouldn't have said it, but it was said. When you do something wrong, you've just got to move on. Say you're sorry, move on, and forget about it, which is exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Now, this is where we thought we would come up with the idea of Monday confessionals.
Yeah. These are my confessions. So basically, this is an opportunity for everyone to just get something off your chest that you did over the week.
If you did something wrong, get it off your chest and then move on. Obviously, we will be recording.
Yeah, we're not going to sell your story.
We're not going to sell it. We're not making any money off this at all.
No. And also, you can use a fake name. So, and I don't think anyone's going to call in with a story that's worth $50,000 anyway. No.
Well, you don't know.
I thought I would kick things off.
Oh, excellent. Because you had a big weekend in Perth.
Yeah, I went up to Perth to go and see what my happened? Family and also caught up with a few mates. We went out on Saturday night and went for a few drinks. And we're at a restaurant having a few drinks. So it was all like, you know, we were ordering multiple bottles of wine and things like that. And it was all on one bill.
Right. No split bill.
And when we left, one of the guys picked up the bill.
Yeah.
I just haven't given him any money for it.
Jesse.
I know.
Did you remind him? Did you say, I'll fix you up later or what? You just left it. You just came back and just left it.
I am planning on doing it, I promise, but I haven't even spoken to him about it yet. And I didn't order the wine, but I know the ones that they ordered were expensive. I think the bill was about $180.
And it was an off-pay week, so, you know, yeah, I get it, mate.
So I feel terrible, but that is what I have done, is I have left a bill with someone else.
Do you feel better, though? You got it off your chest. Everyone's aware of it now. You're a little bit stingy on all things.
Never buy me a drink.
Oh, okay, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call and give us your Monday confession.
So Em has called in from Albany. Mate, have you got a little bit of a confession for us?
Look, I was feeling super poor after Saturday night. So when I went to the shop on Sunday, I might have only paid for one avocado instead of two.
Oh, did you go through self-serve?
Yeah.
Em. We do not condone theft on this show, but it is it does happen a little bit.
Is it the first time you've done it?
Maybe.
No, I was going to say, oh, babe, I could forgive you if it was the first time.
Oh, no.
Is this something you do all the time?
Not all the time, but when I've had a big night.
Okay, okay. Just that 350 ammo just drills you. All right.
Mate.
Look, we can forgive you for the times that you've done it.
Oh,
in the past.
Yeah, and what authority are we forgiving people now? This has turned into...
Babe, you already feel better though, right?
Much better.
Yeah.
You got it on your chest.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Okay, so I'm telling you this story super early in the hope that your kids are asleep still.
Sound like you're almost whispering.
Yeah, I am. I don't want the kids to learn this little hack.
Okay.
But it's genius at the same time. So parents out there, I'm keeping you guys in mind. Okay. And if you are awake and you're a kid, this is
do
like
as
a
we
little...
say, not as we do.
Yes, absolutely. A mum of four kids is trying to control her kids' use use of iPhones and tablets.
Yeah.
Which I think every parent bloody struggles with.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I know Mama Jules struggles with me all the time, even now at 31. Jules, listen to me. Stop looking at your phone, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this mum was like, you know what I'll do is I'll take their phones and iPads off them before I go to sleep so that she puts them in her room. So then they're not up until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, totally.
You know, playing games or talking to their friends so they get a good night's sleep. Except the kids thought that they would do a bit of payback after they were frustrated with their mum doing this.
Mm-hmm.
On all their iPhones and their tablets, they set alarms alternatively throughout the night. So at about 3 o'clock in the morning, from 3 till 6, these iPhones and tablets alarms were going off, so she was constantly having to get up.
I
thought, that is so genius, like, for these kids to think of, like, to do that as a bit of a payback for mum being harsh on them.
It is very clever, except for one thing, is if I had an iPad that wouldn't stop going off that belonged to my kid and I realised that they'd done it on purpose, just snap it straight away. I'd be like, nah, you are done,
but
mate.
But then that's your money, so you would have been the one to buy it, so... Look, the only thing you could really do is not give it back to them as punishment or ground them.
You're in the middle of the night and the alarm's going off and you're just writing an ad on Gumtree. iPhones for sale, iPads for sale.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
And Jules, it's time to talk Tinder pickup lines, or just pickup lines in general, actually. Because over the weekend, I was hanging out with a couple of mates on Saturday night, and pretty much all of my mates are in long-term committed relationships, right? And sometimes they, you know, the grass is always greener. They miss the excitement and the fun of being single.
Yes.
And one of the guys, well, actually a few of them, on Saturday night were playing on my Tinder.
Yes, I do this all the time with my girlfriends too. It's the best.
Which is kind of shows you how important Tinder really is, though, is that they're playing on it. It's a game.
Yeah,
like,
no.
They're just messing around, right? So they're like, oh, can I play? Can I play? And I'm like, okay, that's my love life, but whatever,
yeah,
sure.
It's a game, Jesse.
Yeah,
it's all
just a game.
It's all fun and jokes.
So they've gone on there on Saturday night and decided to start swiping through and talking to random girls.
Oh, so they were actually like then starting conversations.
Yeah, so then they're starting conversations. And at one point, one of the boys yells over from across where we were sitting and he's like, mate, oh, I'm getting heaps of matches. This is so much fun. And I'm like, oh my gosh, who are you talking to?
It's like winning, right?
Yeah. And so he's like, and I said to him, give me the phone. I just want to check what you're doing.
Mm.
And he hands it over and there is just a list of these random girls that he started talking to.
Yeah.
And some of the pickup lines, to be fair, he got a lot more chat than I usually get back. So his lines are clearly better than mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of them are just ridiculous. So I thought I'd talk to you about a few of them. Because
yes, I want
to.
Oh, you're going to read these out?
Yeah, I'm going to read them out.
Oh, my gosh. This is just as exciting as jumping on someone else's Tinder.
Because on 13, 12, 16 in a minute, I would love to hear everybody else's pickup lines. But before we do that, here's a couple that they've used. Now, I don't even know where this
and
one...
Can you read the ones out that you actually got a message back from girls?
Yes.
Because they're the kickers. Like,
yeah, so the first one, he goes, do you like omelettes?
Do you like omelettes?
And I don't know where this was supposed to go, but he goes, do you like omelettes? And she goes, yeah, I do. And he goes, oh, that's good. They're a high source of protein. And then they just start talking.
Okay.
Why?
No,
that's
you know
ridiculous.
What? That would have worked. I'm just trying to decipher this. I reckon that would have worked because she wouldn't have got that before.
Yeah.
Because it's all about getting something that's different. So many times as a girl, you will get, are you a morning or a night person?
Oh, yeah.
You know, do you like going swimming? Like, it's always the same questions. So
yeah,
I like that one. So go a little bit out there.
Okay. This one was a little bit different. Ella was the girl's name, and he goes, can I stand under your Ella?
No, he did not.
Like the Rihanna umbrella song.
Oh, my gosh, he did it.
She replied.
Did she?
Yep. She goes, only if you promise never to use that song in a pickup line ever again.
Yes, girl. Oh, see, okay, yeah, corny stuff, though. I don't know. Well, I got a response. Did he write back after she wrote that?
No, so my phone eventually did die because Tinder does use a lot of battery. I had to go, the restaurant we were sitting in, I had to go up to the bar and say, hey, can I put my phone on charge? So embarrassing. But then the last one I'll read for you is he's matched with a girl called Jordan.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know if you know, but Jordan, they have the Nike have Jordan Air Force Ones, the shoes.
Do I know? Yeah. Yes, of course I know.
He goes, his opening line to this girl called Jordan is, I love your Air Ones. And she,
what did she say?
She has clearly just, it's gone straight over her head.
Yeah.
And she thought he's talking about shoes in one of her photos. Nice. And she replies, babes, they're Vans. Like, so, but he's still
Wait,
getting replies.
Did he write back after it?
No,
so he's just doing all these bloody one-liners and then getting out.
And she's getting, well, he's getting all these replies.
This is the opportunity for you to step in and then
continue
the conversation.
I know, so all of these are already started.
Okay, so... Are we putting this question out there looking for best Tinder lines so that you can steal them and use them?
I will 100% use these, I reckon. Like, if you call in 13, 12, 16, and you've got a pickup line, I reckon I'll give it a go. Dee from Esperance, you've got one for us, mate.
Well, it was one of my mates from uni. He was cooking two-minute noodles, and he said to this chick, do you want some noodle? And it worked.
Oh. Whoa! Really? Okay, but she just came over or what?
I like that there's a like just a touch of innuendo in that one, but he's also going, oh, no, I'm genuinely, I'm cooking you on some day.
Yeah, that's right.
So if she takes offence to it. You boys. See, this is why you guys cannot be trusted.
Mate, did you actually see her? Did it work all right?
Yeah. I seen her leaving the room the next morning, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, do you want some? Okay, alrighty.
Jesse, you're going to use that one. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed to work.
I just want to know what flavour noodles he has. Trending now at
hit.com.au. I'm actually disappointed with myself of just how addicted I am to Married at First Sight.
Isn't it done now?
Oh, no, it isn't. Oh. People, they just keep hooking you back in. Just when you think you go, oh, nothing's going to really happen.
Yeah.
Oh, they just play some promos that just go, oh, I just need to know. Last night, it doesn't really matter what else happened apart from Dean and Tracy.
So I feel as though that's all we talk about.
Which, of course, well, because they are the most controversial, right? Yeah. Dean obviously stuffed up, tried to hook up with Davina, and then, you know, in the end blew off Davina and decided to stay with Tracy. Tracy just kept on staying in the relationship, and it was just like such a big train wreck. Oh, and finally, last night, it was the ceremony where you decide whether you want to, like, whether you want to continue the actual relationship forever. Oh. Not just for the week, but this forever.
The big one.
Or to walk out. Now, 2 hours of Married at First Sight last night, oh, gave me a headache. However, this morning, I've condensed that 2 hours down into 30 seconds for you.
Oh.
Here's a rundown.
I could have easily ran off with the other woman and given up on any chance of building something deeper with you. I lied to you. I embarrassed all of us and basically made a huge mess of the whole situation. Tracy, I now know that I love you. And I want to grow our future together.
This experiment has shaken me awake and helped me see what I'm worth, and unfortunately, Dean. You don't deserve me.
Ooh. Oh, I know, right? Very, very explosive. Sorry. Look,
how's the music
first
at the end
of all,
though,
you don't really start it off with, oh, you know, I was going to... reminding... You're the person you want to stay with, that you're going to leave them for another woman, like as if she's going to forget.
How is this form at the start? Can I just play that little bit again?
Yes,
because
please
I
do.
Could have easily ran off with the other woman.
Not a good start, mate.
No.
Not a good start.
No, especially after everything that he has done. Look, as soon as I heard that line, straight away it was like, nut girl, you got to go.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she did. She has left... left Dean at the... Dean walked away from me. He's like, I can't handle this.
Yeah.
And it was all very sad. And that dramatic music just continued to keep playing.
That's all it was for the rest of the show.
Oh, I couldn't... I was lying in bed last night. I couldn't get it out of my bloody head.
Yeah.
So it turns out, though, this morning, Tracy has already moved on.
Oh.
Yes, there's been photos of her with another Married at First Sight contestant that left ages ago, tripping over to Bali and spending some time together.
Is he a good bloke, this one?
No, he's a bit of a douche as well, too. So she just went from one douche to another big douche.
It's the sequel. It's the sequel.
Well, they need to create a show so we can follow it, pretty much. If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
And this morning, Jules, we're helping someone out. Now, Heidi, you might remember, used to work here. She used to do the show a few years ago now. Now, she is, so she's originally from Bunbury, and now she does the Perth Breakfast Show for HIT up in Perth there. So
yes.
She said to us the other day that she'd like to give us a call and ask us a favour. So we got her on the phone now, mate. What do you need?
I'm trying to get back to Bunbury. Like, this is my home roots here, and I know that it's the races on Wednesday.
Yep.
Now, if you haven't heard our radio show in Perth, Ryan, who used to be on Hot FM, Hit FM now, is also on the show, and Xavier Ellis, which you guys have spoke about on your show before, former West Coast Eagle, we're all racing against each other to see who can get to Bunbury the fastest on Tuesday tomorrow.
Okay, so what do you need from us?
Okay, I need you guys to help me because they've been canoodling behind the scenes and coming up with ideas, and they're trying to psych me out, and they're making out. So it's the fastest time, right? So it's not distance or anything like that. It's the fastest time. We've all got different modes of transport. I have no clue. I was going to just drive my car.
Oh, no. Okay.
But I'll fail if I do that.
Yeah.
So I need you guys to help me with maybe the people of your show, and maybe I'll just overtake your show for the next half an hour, and people might make suggestions.
Do you have any idea what the boys are up to?
No, but I'm thinking there was talk in the past that Ryan was going to go by sea, and I think Zaves might have a chopper.
Okay, all right, we'll put it out to our listeners to call us on 13 12 16 and offer up some suggestions for you. Let's put everyone's minds together for them.
Okay, but guys, I'm also going to need you two as well. So this is a sec. Okay, so however I get to Bunbury, I need to get to the turf club. So however this works out, I'm going to need you guys, you know, to be there cheering me on as my cheer squad.
Right, okay.
All right.
We can definitely do that.
I have no idea how we're going to do this, but hopefully someone in WA will have a better idea of how to get this done. All right, 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you can help us out getting Heidi from Perth to Bunbury as quick as we possibly can tomorrow.
Oh, my God, I love you guys. And, Jesse, you're going to look so good in a cheerleading outfit.
Yes! Yes. He's got the legs for it, babe.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, I love you guys. I can't wait to come home.
Now, Kelly from Bunbury, you reckon you can help us out?
I think I can. I'm actually going up to Perth and coming down the next morning. So.
Oh, so you're going to Perth tonight?
Yep. And I'll be coming back around 10-ish?
10 tomorrow morning.
Oh, actually, it might make me a bit late.
I love that you're, like, bringing up, like, offering. So you're offering to drive Heidi from Perth back to Bunbury.
Yeah, it'll be a girls' trip.
Yeah, I mean, who else would you want to drive in? It should be a hoot.
But so you're only leaving Perth around 10, though, hey?
Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier, like 8-ish, if I can leave early, I'd rather that.
Okay, because I know that she has to. They're doing the show in Perth tomorrow, and that will finish at 9.
So can't leave. The race starts.
She can't leave before 9, and she needs to leave pretty much at 9.
Okay, well, let's keep Kelly in the mix here, because it's a good solid option, right?
Yes.
Because if Kelly picks her up from the studio at 9, like if she can, depending on what her plans are, then they go straight, like, and that's a 2-hour trip, right? So that's a good option.
Yeah.
It won't beat Xavier if he's flying, like if he's got a helicopter, but it's a good solid option. So Kelly, thank you so much for giving us a call today, mate. We will keep your number.
No worries, thanks.
We'll let you know if we need you. All right, let's go to Terry from Busselton. Mate, have you got an option for us?
Mate, you got to fly. Not a fly.
Oh, it's a fly.
Fastest way.
Yeah, well, I kind of thought, okay, flying is probably going to be the quickest way, but can you fly? It's bit short of a flight, is it? Like, can you fly from Perth to Bunbury?
No, you can. I've got a mate has a company called Air Charters West. I do it all the time.
Oh,
a few other routes.
Jeez, it was like, by the time you got up into the sky, it'd just come back down again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would win her the race, right?
Well, so, very, very
not enough
true.
Time for meal service, but...
Yeah. But time for a little muffin, little snack.
Yeah, just a quick break. Yeah.
Okay, Air Charters West.
Air Charters West, all right. We'll chuck that on the list. Yeah, because there's no way that you can beat that. There's no other faster way, so...
Yeah. All you right. have to deal with traffic or anything. I mean, air traffic, but still.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same.
No.
Terry, thanks for the call, mate. We'll hit him up.
No worries, Tim.
Yeah, I reckon that's the way to go, Jules.
Yeah, flying beats everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything, just sit back and relax.
Yeah, I love just getting on the plane and not having to do anything. It's just like, take me where I'm going.
Look after me. That's why you love it.
Yeah, I reckon that'll win her the race if we can do that with
Air Fingers crossed. So. We will keep you updated. Hopefully, she likes it.
Yeah, now we've jumped on the bandwagon. It's actually their race that they're doing, and you and I like getting... Now we're getting competitive with it.
Oh, well, if she wins, we win, Jesse, and we all win in WA then, obviously. Yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
We're playing Matchbox. This is where you match the boxes to win $1,000 worth of Pyrolux Ignite at Matchbox Australia's leading kitchenware and homeware specialist.
And on 13, 12, 16 right now, we got Jesse from Bunbury. Are you ready to play, mate?
Sure.
First of all, mate, great name. Love it. second of all...
You guys just need to relax.
It's a bloody great name. How lucky do you feel this morning, mate?
Oh, I usually go right with these competitions.
Do you? Because it is all about luck, really.
Yeah.
All righty, mate. Well, let's get this underway. You know how to play?
No, I've never done it before.
Okay, so we have three boxes, and two of those boxes have have Pyrolux Ignite products in them. And the other one is just something completely random, nothing to do with cookware at all. So what you actually need to do is choose two boxes that have the Pyrolux Ignite, match those boxes up, and you go into the draw to win that $1,000 worth of cookware.
All right.
All righty, mate. Which, you got box one, two, and three. Which one would you like to go with first?
I'll go.
Oh, you dropped out, mate. Say that again.
Box three.
Box three, here we go.
What's inside box number three? It's Pyrolux Ignite, thanks to Matchbox.
There you go, mate. Halfway there.
Okay, Jesse, what is your second choice?
Box one.
Box number one, okay.
What's inside box number one? It's Pyrolux Ignite, thanks to Matchbox.
Jeez, you are pretty good at this, Jesse.
There you go, mate. You're on the list. Congratulations.
Cheers, bud.
What do you do? What do you do with a grand worth of cookware, mate? Are you a bit of whiz in the kitchen?
No, not a chance. I'll give it to the wife.
Oh, are you going to give it to her as a gift?
I'll just give it to her and say you got to cook me something decent for dinner.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse. Oh, mate, I'll be like, no, you won it. You cook it yourself, mate.
You just be very careful with your name, mate. If you, because you might get me in trouble.
Yeah, Jesse's a really great name.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Jules, it is that time of the week where we are playing the news game.
I didn't prepare with this for this.
So basically, for anyone who hasn't heard this one before, we're going to put Jules' knowledge of current affairs over the weekend to the test. I'll give you a couple of stories that happened that were in the news, and you're going to tell me whether they're true or false, and for extra points, what's the story?
Can I just add in that I have won this game every single time I've played it?
No.
Yes, I have.
You can add in that, but it's not true.
You just
won the last couple, mate.
Good enough for me.
Okay, let's kick things off here. The UK Prime Minister Theresa May has described Vladimir Putin's election win over the weekend. And when she described it, she said, election, in quotation, you know when you're being sarcastic and you do the little finger things and you're like, election, alluding to the fact that she reckons it's rigged.
I'm going to say true, just because you put that much detail into that, you can't make that up on the spot.
Totally made it up, mate.
I bet you half of it is true.
I reckon maybe a lot of people think that anyway.
I was going to say, I did hear that people do think it is rigged.
Well, he won with like 70-something percent of the vote. Like, it was a landslide victory.
Mm.
And there was all these stories of like ballot stuffing and people being forced to vote and things like that. So
there is some truth in it.
Well, yeah, so it could.
That is a stitch up.
Yeah, it is a stitch up, mate. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
All right.
Okay, story number two. Roger Federer, the Mr. Calm on the court, has had a major dummy spit.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to say true.
It is true. For extra points, it's the story.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. You can't even make up a story about him.
Because I love Roger, and I just think he's such a gentleman of the game. I don't want to see him in this light, and I just could not even picture or make anything up of that where he'd done this.
You couldn't even imagine a story of him doing this, but apparently he was playing Juan Martín Del Potro in California, and both he and Del Potro were having a dummy spin, and people were surprised by how furious Federer got. But this is how good of a bloke Federer is that apparently the reason that he was getting so wound up is because people weren't being quiet in the crowd when Del Potro was serving and the umpire wasn't controlling them.
Oh.
So Federer is such a good bloke that part of the reason he was unhappy is because people were getting in Del Potro's way.
No, good on. Well, you know what? The thing is that he can't play at the top of his game if his opponent isn't at the top of his game, right? So if he won, then it's not a real win.
Yeah.
Because they're just thrown off. So I get it. I totally. See? Still a gentleman of the game.
Yeah. He's too good. But just for anyone who's interested, Del Potro did actually beat Federer in that one. So, okay, last story. The Spud King, Tony Gallardi, has gate-crashed a party in Perth.
Is it bad that I don't even know who this person is?
Oh, my gosh.
The Spud King, is he a spud farmer or something?
Yeah, he owns all of those stores, which the name escapes me now, but the Spud Sheds.
Right, okay. Someone who I need to become friends with, obviously. I love carbs. False.
It's true. Tony, so these people in Perth, they were having a, they were getting, leaving their house and they were all going their separate ways. It was a share house.
Right.
And apparently the house had been affectionately known as the Spud Shed because it resembled it.
Right.
And so they decided to have a wind down party for the house. They were going to have a Gallardi party.
Damn it. You know what? I actually read this headline, but I didn't read into it because I was like, oh, what is, I don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was
so like, everyone turned up dressed as Tony Gallardi because he's very iconic kind of look.
Okay.
And I actually have the moment for you where he turned up at the party with 10 bags of spuds.
Introducing your celebrity guest for the night, Tony Gallardi!
Wait for it. He walks in the door now.
Oh, my God!
There was about 100 people at this party, and they went nuts for him. Listen to this.
I hope he brought some spuds with him.
Yeah, he bought 10 bags of spuds for the party.
Did he really?
Yeah. And people just went, wow, that guy is the king of PR. He just, every time, people just get around him. So you can actually find that story online if you like. But there you go, Jules. One this week. That's a loss.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right.
Can't win them
all, mate. I can't win every day, Jesse. Jeez, mate. I've got to give you something.
Oh.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.